News breaking on this show yesterday about the fact that Albert Fritz, the Community Safety MEC, had stepped aside as the DA provincial leader in the Western Cape, and that breaking news coming courtesy of News 24 and parliamentary journalist Jason Felix, who has been very busy with his colleagues writing more developments around this story. Four more Western Cape government officials have been suspended in the wake of the sexual assault involving Albert Fritz, and just frightening, the details coming out here about what was going down and what seemed to be happening, that all four of these accused are, they're accused of procuring and grooming the women for Albert Fritz. They would at times allegedly get the women drunk, especially when traveling to small towns in far-flung regions of the Western Cape. Most of the women were interns in Fritz's office, while others were part of the expanded public works program. And I'm reading there from the article that Jason has written. Jason Felix from News 24 joining us now. Jason, just frightening, the kind of detail that's coming out now about what was going on here in the office of Albert Fritz.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Certainly it is quite frightening, like you just read there. These young females, young female staffers were groomed to such an extent over a period of time, not just by Fritz himself, but also by four other senior colleagues in his ministry, in his department, who have since been suspended. We have the names of it as yet, but I think at this point we're not at liberty to mention their names, as the case, as the matter actually is still ongoing, as the investigation is still ongoing, I need to say.
Mm. Jason, we spoke yesterday about the lack of transparency around this entire saga. You were quite clear about the fact that we should be getting more information. We can't have this shady suspension on a Sunday night. The Western Cape Premier, Alan Windey, did put out something of a statement saying, look, I have to protect the individuals involved here. We can't go public with all of the details. Where exactly are we with that?
Well, there's been no movement on that front, Mandy. To be quite honest with you, most of the information we're getting is by asking questions and by sending emails and by speaking to sources and speaking to several other people. The Western Cape government, by word of Alan Windey as the premier, has not been forthcoming with information. One can have an understanding for the sensitivity of the matter, but information certainly hasn't been forthcoming from him. We still don't know where the charges have been laid with the police. I have spoken to the Western Cape police yesterday. They've informed me that they have nothing on record where Albert Fritz is concerned. They referred us back to Alan Windey's office to basically inform us and give us the details as to whether there's a case been opened at any of the police stations in the Western Cape and whether there is a case number. I've also spoken to JP Smith, who is the City of Cape Town's Maker member for security services. He has told me that one of the victims or alleged victims came to him and informed him of this, and bizarrely, he referred this young female to the Premier's office and to party processes. So basically, he referred her to the DA and he referred her to Alan Windey and told her that she must take the complaint to these two structures, if I can call it that. But nowhere has he or anyone else referred any of the victims to the police.
And that's quite an indictment then on the DA and how it's managed this process. What has the political fallout been?
There could be a huge political fallout. I mean, once this matter hits a court, if it will, we've been told that there's some independent investigator investigating the matter. I don't know how far that will come off it. I think if it goes to a court process, these are very serious allegations. We've seen this happen to the ANC's leader in the Western Cape, Marius Fransman. He's been accused of this, and the political fallout was quite damaging for the ANC. The ANC, up until today, doesn't have a provincial leader, and they are in complete disarray. For the DA, one could expect the same, because especially among the female supporters, because like you correctly said, none of the DA members, none of their senior leaders referred any of these complaints to the police. They've been wanting to handle this matter internally, and it's clear for me at least that they're treating this as a PR exercise. And like I said yesterday, that is just, they're starting on the wrong foot. The police should be involved in it. It's a serious matter. They should understand that we as the media, News 24 and EWN and the rest, all of us included, we understand the sensitivity of this matter. We won't mention names. We won't mention anything else. But we know that there's a senior government official in the likes of Albert Fritz who's involved in this matter, and he should be called out for that. He's the MEP for community safety. He's tasked with keeping people safe. He's tasked with holding the police in the province to account. And this is what he is accused of. So the public really needs to know. Taxpayers really need to know. We're not asking for the names of these young female employees who were assaulted. We understand that it is a traumatic event, but this is not the way to go about doing things.
Jason, thank you so much. As always, Jason Felix, parliamentary journalist at News 24. We absolutely, as I said yesterday, deserve to know the details of this because he is indeed the community safety MEC that is responsible for protecting citizens. And yet we are seeing these serious allegations. And if it is true that the DA did not, or any senior leader of the DA did not refer this matter to the police, then it is indeed an indictment on the Democratic Alliance.